Oh, I think I saw it when we came in.
Mortuary. And but that's what they use the term.
Okay.
Mortuary.
What do you call flowing water, like a river, only smaller than a river?
What they call creeks, branches, brooks.
Okay, is a creek larger than a branch?
Creek is larger than a branch, but smaller than a river.
Okay. And then a brook would be even smaller.
Now that is in this country. Now, fellas that was in some of the world wars in Europe said over there some of the places they call rivers was not as large as some of our creeks, like the one between here and Meta that we call Wolf Creek. That wasn't any larger than that, but were deeper. The channels were pretty deep.
Do you have a name for flat, grassy country down around the seacoast? There's tall grass?
Marshland.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps that men used to use to hold up their pants?
The straps, suspenders.
Okay. Have you ever heard them called anything else?
Galluses.
Is that the older thing?
Ma'am?
Is that the older word?
Well, that was I'd say it was more of a slang name for them than suspenders.
Okay. What do you call unthickened gravy that you make just by adding water to ham grease?
What do we call chicken gravy?
Unthickened gravy.
Oh, unthickened gravy.
No flour.
Like ham gravy? Well, I always call it just ham gravy.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And good cured hog ham, that made the best gravy in the world.
Oh, really?
And a lot of people call it red eye.
I never run into that till down here.
Red eye. As I told you this morning, there's a goodly number of these slang expressions are traditional. Something that would goodly number of people in Comptown would use even 15 miles away in Reedville. Mm-hmm. Say it down there, they wouldn't know what you were talking about, maybe.
Yeah.
Because there weren't any automobiles then, there weren't any telephones, wasn't any daily paper. And just what happened in a community, the expression to describe it would be altogether Greek, you might say, to some other communities are not too far away.
Mm-hmm. That's one of the things we're trying to find out, what the local things are. What do you call the liquid that you used to burn in lamps?
Coal oil, kerosene.
Okay. And what do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Pinewood rooter. Pinewood rooter, regular old pinewood rooter.
Okay.
You need two of them?
And what do you call itching soreness between the toes?
I don't know what to call it, toe itch.
Ringworm.
The correct name of it is athlete's foot. But I've heard it called others. And there's a you're thinking about ground itch.
That's what I was thinking of.
Well, that's caused from
give me $30 and
an insect or worm.
You ain't got it.
Athlete's foot is caused from a fungus.
All right, I got
it's the difference.
You got it.
Yeah.
Actually, all of them fungus.
No? Yeah, but anybody that's had if you were to get out and wade around in some muddy streams or somewhere where there were the presence of hookworms that might be there, and you would get a good case of ground itch, it wouldn't be many years before you'd have to take a good hookworm treatment.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What are some names for homemade whiskey?
Stump juice, moonshine, white lightning.